Tuesday night, Chaf Ches Tishrei, Toshunayan Dalin, Teheshnas Ozer Dalin. You weren't here for the auction, the great auction. I raised 6,000-7,000 shekel for Torah programming. I auctioned off all the dalin. I made up a segula. What? Yeah. Okay. And, okay. Anyway, Toshunayan Dalin, Teheshnas Ozer Dalin. Okay, so we're learning the Shemaitzah, and we're there at the creation, meaning Eilechad Dem and Bisurin is such a basic din, and we're learning that Sugi Yevamos that says, how do you know Eilechad Dem and Bisurin? Oh, wow, what a good question. So the Gemara really is searching for Pshat in the Mishnah and Yevamos, but that's really just, Shemaitzah is just using it as a jump off point, because he's not going to discuss the Mishnah and Yevamos. But just that the Gemara is the basic Yesodus the Gemara, but Eilechad Dem Bisurin. The Gemara wants to know why in the Mishnah an Eilech, why in the world is an Eilechad Dem to say someone's wife, someone's husband died. So the Gemara at first says that because an Eilechad is Dem Bisurin, what's the problem? And then there's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, who said Eilechad Dem Bisurin? Rashi says, "Ma'aseh b'chol yom," what you called "Moshafkas Chayim." In other words, it's a svara, which is very interesting to base a major din like that on a svara. So we'd rather say it's a compelling svara, al karchach. But still, wow, what? Yeah, how many times in Shas did you say that? Right, one or two or three, maybe. Yeah, two or three times. Tosis learns is learned that from the Sofer law by Anita, that the husband believes the wife. Okay. So the Gemara says, but that's without a chazaka. How do you know? But in the Mishnah, it's against the chazaka. Ve'ein dover she'be'erba pochus mishnayin. So that, we'll see, that becomes a whole asik. What does the Gemara exactly mean? Let's say you have a dover she'be'erba, and there's no chazaka. It's not against the cheskeseishis ish, but it happens to be about a dover she'be'erba. It's not clear in the Gemara if it's one reason or two. The Rishonim talk about it in Yevamos, but the Shemaitzer will talk about it. Right? The Gemara says, "Aval hocha is chazik isura ve'ein dover she'be'erba pachos mishnayim." Okay, then the Gemara says, "Well, maybe it's so." The Gemara like goes to the other end of the pendulum of the spectrum and says, "Well, maybe taka it shouldn't be nema because." If the Cheskos Yisraeshus is, the Gemara somehow compares it to a Vaday. If an Eilechad comes and says that a piece of Shuman is Chelev is Shuman, you not believe. So the Gemara says, thanks a lot. I'm just trying to make it interesting. The Gemara is like, thanks a lot. Even 100 Edom come and say it's, they not believe. But in the mission of 2 Edom come and say the husband died, of course, they are believe. So maybe an Eilechad, so maybe an Eilechad doesn't believe, and he is, I mean, so we're looking for the reason. The classic case is not against the Chazaka. Whoa, first of all, incorrect. Second of all, why are you saying, what's the relevance?
No.
We're going to see that when Eilechad Dem and Bisurin, two Edom is still two Edom, and one Edom is still one Edom, never the twain shall meet. Where you do have something, what you're talking about, is when an Eilechad Dem is an anomaly, he shouldn't be Nemon. Maybe by Anisha to say Meis Bailo, or by Sota, or Egla Rufa. Those are the three major cases where an Eilechad Nemon, where really he shouldn't be Nemon, and there's a klal komokum, and there is a rule. The Gemara says komokum shemina Torah Eilechad harei kan shnayim. He's given the power of two Edom. Then if two Edom come after Bezdin Paskin, it's probably like Trey or Trey. But all the Rishonim speak out, almost all, that the rule komokum shemina Torah Eilechad harei kan shnayim is not talking about Isurim. Because Isurim, one Edom believed. The rule is talking about when you need two Edom, and for some reason one is believed. Okay, but we're really, Mitzvah is going to deal with all these things. We're in the Sheshes and Ebrezos here. So the Gemara says, Elosvara he mitzvah davi hachaticha sofik shal chaylev. Halay dami alachlich levadei chaylev. Hocha dechid and dechid so beitrei mehem nechad nemi lehem. Oh. So Gemara says that's ridiculous. Gemara doesn't say ridiculous. Gemara just says there, even if 100 Edom come, they're not believed. Eitan explained a little. There's really no such thing as Vadai. Yaakov Zustel quantum mechanics. So then the Gemara says. Then the Gemara swings back and says, "Hola." Maybe the Ein Echad is believed in the Mishnah, even though it's against the Chazakah, because you see, an Ein Echad is believed by Tevel, Hektish, and Koinomus. That's by Nedarim. Akoponim, the Gemara is going to explore each one, and how do you know? But what the Gemara means is that he's believed even against the Chazakah. In other words, Tevel is a Cheskos Isser, he could say Trumas and Isis were taken. Right, or Hektish, he could say it was Nifteh, or the guy was Shoyal on his Hektish. And the Echad believed in these things, even though it's against the Chazakah, that's the point. It's not Dovish Amerva, but it's against the Chazakah. Now the Gemara is going to explore, like, why and how do you know, and who says. Hai Tevel Hechidomi. What are you talking about? Where are you coming from? Idi Day, if it's his Tevel, and a person's Neman to say he took off Trumas from Isris. Just like we said, a person's nemun to say that the food in his house is kosher. The problem is, by Tevel, it's against the Chazakah. Tevel, he's flying in the face of a Cheskos Isser. So if he's believed there, that means he's believed against the Chazakah. So the Gemara says, but anyway, you don't have a raya. And by the way, the Gemara is not raising the issue that the Mishnah is still different because it's Dovah Sheba Erva. Right? A lot of stuff that we're not going into because it's not really negated Shmaitza. I'm just pointing it out. So the Gemara says this is a very important yisod. This is what the Shmaitza is going to talk about a lot. Shum de biyodo lasakno. Something called biyodo. Biyodo is a legal. It's a koach. It's a koach we find in various places in Shas. Something is biyodo, and therefore you have a power to effect something that you might not have had if you could have brought it about in a different way. That's called biyodo. Like here, he's nemun to say that he was mafresh trumas and maisris, or that anybody was mafresh trumas and maisris, and the tvua that was formerly becheskas iser is now mutter because it's biyodo l'sakno. He controls its status. The Shmaita will talk about soon the lumdus of biyodo. But that's a klal we find in Shas, that biyodo gives you a power of belief that you otherwise would not have had. So it's biyodo to take off trumas and maisros.
Biyodo is always worked for biyodo sacrifice.
No, no, exactly. Biyodo, biyodo the garsha. What man says his wife's a garusha. Biyodo the garsha. Sefer says the Sefer Torah is possible. It's biyodo to make it possible. It's not only biyodo the sakra. Biyodo to bring about the desired effect, to bring about the state that he's being made is the state. So that's against the chazak. And a different lomdison of biyodo. You could have a biyodo that weakens the cheskos iser, because it's biyodo, so it weakens the cheskos iser. Right, that's one understanding of biyodo. Another understanding of biyodo is that it's mitam migu. It gives you the added power of a migu. Migu, I could be masakan it, so believe me now when I say it's masukan. Right, and then we're going to find a third lumdisha idea that if something is biyodi, I'm the bialim. That's the lashon harosh in Gittin. He's the bialim. And then as a rule that the Rosh says matter-of-factly that we're supposed to just nod our heads and say okay, and that is that a Bilem is believed. if a Bailam is believed, then that makes Rashi very shver, because that means Rashi is giving a source for Eidech Alem and Bisurim that the Bailam is believed. But if the Bailam are believed is a different concept than Eidech Alem and Bisurim, then Rashi becomes shver. That Rashi says that's the source for Eidech Alem and Bisurim. Let's see. So Biyado. You want to know where else the Gemara says Biyado? I'm sorry. The first one is that it weakens the chazaka. I can get rid of the chazaka anytime I want. You have biyado use in the Gemara by Adav Shaloi Bali Olam. If it's biyado to bring about the state of Bali Olam, then you might not have the chisaron of so that's also you find in the Gemara. It's not so it's a thing all over Shas. It's a biyada. I could bring about the state that we're talking about. I control it.
It's working with someone who's in the bazooka, so why does it have to be the guy who's giving the aid? If anybody could.
Whoever's biyada.
Why should he doubt the other man? If it's working with someone who's in the bazooka, why does it have to do with the.
Goes to someone else, the chazaka is not weak. Because they can't do anything about it. Alright, but it's not fair. I don't think. The Schweizer will discuss the Svara of Bailus. That it gives you a Bailus over the thing, but then he doesn't even talk about, and that gives you an Emonus. Which is really a shocker, because where does it say that nemonos? We know there's a nemonos of two eidim. We know there's a nemonos of one eid. Where's the nemonos of a bailam? Where that comes from? So we're going to look at the Russian gittin. The Russian gittin just says a matter of factly, very interesting concept. And as I said, it makes Rashi shver, because if a bailam's nemon to say his food is kosher in his house, he's the bailam. So then, what is it? It's not necessarily to extrapolate from there that Eidech Alem and Bisurim. Okay, let's go. Let's learn the Gemara. We're still in the Gemara. We're still in the Aleph Beis of the Sugya. So the Gemara says, Idi Day, if it's his Tvua, Mishun de Biyado. Ela di Acher, and if you want to bring a Raya that Eidech Alem and Bisurim against the Chazaka, because he could say about someone else's Tvua that Trumas and Maisus were taken. And that's against the chazaka. The Gemara says, not so fierce, buddy. Ik sover atorim mishalo yashol chaveiro ein sorech das bailim. You could take from your own tvua on someone else's tvua without his permission. So again, it's biyado. No matter whose tvua I'm talking about, it's biyadi to be misakin it. Ik sover tzorech das bailim, so it's not biyadi because I need his permission. So he goofed me nala. The Gemara says, wait a second, not so fast. Who said that it's true? Who said you believe to say that someone else's tvua is no longer tevel? Because trumas and maizes were taken. If it's not biyotcha, so maybe you're not neman, taka. Because it's an enechad against the chazaka. Okay, the Gemara goes on, hektish. Again, what's the case of hektish? He said it's no longer hektish, let's say. It was nifta. Ikadush is domim. Thing is not going on with his beach. It's only kedushas damim. You're going to sell it, use the money for hektish. And Eidech had saying it was nifte already, and you could have anol from it. You shouldn't be yodel of doso. He could taka be poided if he wants. So yodel. He kedushas aguf, and you can't be poided. And let's say he's saying that the bailam was shoyel on the neder, so the neder was removed. So Monavshach, again, Idi Day, if it's his Kotshim, so it's Biyado, he can go be Shayal on it now. Mishum the biyadol lechuli alei. Ela the hakher, someone else's kachim, he grew from inalan. Who said he's takan emon? To say that someone else's kachim was there was a shayla on the ned there, and it's really mutter now to benefit from the object. Who said it's true? Now again, for the third time, kainamos about nedarim. Iksav yesh mila bu kainamos. This is already a really, really difficult concept. It's not Nageya here at all. It's a Nageya Gemara Nadarim. There's a concept called Yesh Me'ila Bekonamos. That the Isser Me'ila, which was Me'yuchad to things that belong to Hekdesh, apply to whenever you violate a Neder. If I make a Neder, the old fashioned Nadarim. This is also on me. So, there's a Mandiyomer Yesh Me'ila Bekonamos. If I violate my Neder, I also violated like the Isser of benefiting, because a neder is viewed as a dover kadosh, because it's kakarban. You're really the unspoken word, or sometimes the spoken word, but the word konim itself means karban. So there's a mandiyama yesh mila b'konamos, you're actually moil if you violate your neder. But if you hold yesh mila b'konamos, it's a very difficult concept. You could be poded. Poded? You made a neder, you're not going to benefit from it. What do you mean, poded? No, if you hold the Yeshmila B'Konomos, there's an aura of Kedusha that is the manifestation of the neder. Probably because the neder is with Hatfosa, think carbon. It should be also mean like a carbon. So, if you hold the Yeshmila B'Konomos, you're Moel, and you can be poded. An object of a neder, make a mutter. It's really a pellet. But the, really, not all the circus. In words, if you're talking about Yesh Mila B'Kainomis, then invite this biyado, because he can be poided. Iksov Yesh Mila B'Kainomis, so Mimashim the biyado lift also. Iksov Rein Mila B'Kainomis, no pigeon. And now the Dion is, the Hidechat saying someone was shayel on a neder. So again, Edi Day, if it's his neder, Biyodol is truly a liar. We can go beyond the nether. El the acher is someone else's object of the nether. He gufa minalam. Now, who said you believed? If you say your friend was shayel on his nether, and that thing became mutter, why are you talking believe? Maybe you're not believed. It's against the chazaka. So the Gemara really doesn't gain anything. It goes through the three scenarios and establishes a lot of principles, but it doesn't get us any closer to the goal of why the fella in the Mishnah is Neman. It can't be Stam Erechel and Bisurin because it's against the Chazaka. Oh, and cases where you find that Erechel is Neman against the Chazaka are usually Biyada. Omar Reb Zeira, so the Gemara says, you're right. We don't have a good makor, and the Mishnah is not even a manifestation of that din. The Mishnah is an anomaly. It's a weird, weird din, and you can't extrapolate from it or to it or anything else. A special din of Rav Zeira mitoch Chomer shechmarta leah b'sofa ekalta leah b'tchilasa. If a husband comes back, she is penalized so severely. The whole Mishnah in Isha Rabbah is giving a list of the way she's penalized if her husband does come back. So you have like an umdana helping Deinecha that she checked it out before she accepted the death of her husband as fact and got married again. You're sure she checked it out. She has a lot to lose. So they were mekil, and they said to them, because you're so rough on her at the end, if things go wrong, so you assume she will check it out, and therefore, Tosfos in Yevamos says, what are you talking about? How can we be mad to an Eish Yosef? I mean, she's like an Eish Yosef, she don't have Eidos. Like, how could you go be mad to an Eish Yosef? Because you have some Svara that. She'll investigate because she stands so much to lose. So Tyson, like, what in the world is shot here? So Tyson says, Takanos Chachamim, and it's not really Akira's Dobar in Torah, because it makes sense to believe, huh? Closer to Gemara Svara. So it's really Drabonim. And it's the Koach of Yesh Koach Yad Chachamim. And here it's not called. Maybe. Maybe. Taisa doesn't say it. He says, we're talking about belief, remember. Nobody's mafkia any kedusha. You might be right, some rishonim say that. But not most, that's for sure. And also you say, here we're talking about belief that the husband's dead. We're not creating any new magical heterim. It's just a question of believing that the husband died. So it's not really the Rabbonon, the Oraisa. I mean, Rabbonon, it's true. With the Oraisa, you need the belief engendered by two Eidim. It's true. And with the Rabbonon, this Eidach is enough because of the Svara. But to me, it was always not so clear. I didn't think it was that schwer, the way Taisa makes it out to be. And Taisa says it's with the Koyach of Yesh Koach Miyad Chachamim. Except it's not lachad of minatayra because there's a logic to it. She's not going to lie. I always said, you know, all we're talking about is belief. We're not talking about being matir or asari. So I don't know, Chazal can come along and say, you know, if a guy is an outstanding citizen, he has no traffic arrests. I guess I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm wrong. You see, I'm wrong. If it's a dindi arisa, you have to have two aidim. So it's terrible to decide on any basis, I'm going to believe in Eidachos. He's a nice guy. He looks so kosher. He has a beard. He's wearing a shtreimel. Like, he's not going to lie. Anyway, Tysus calls it like a tremendous chiddush. It is. I was never so bothered by it. Like, how could Chazal do that? They decided to believe it. That's all. I don't know. I have not explained. They said you can believe the guy. I'm wrong. Torah said you need two aidim. You can't believe the guy. Like somebody, the story of like the woman who said she was Nisana. So there, she's not believed. What? She's not believed because. That's not the reason. The reason is because she's mafkia the husband's chusam. She's not believed to be mafkia the husband's chusam. Maybe she just wants an easy divorce. So, but if the husband believes her, then he has to divorce her. But on the other hand, the Gemara really is saying don't believe her, because maybe she just wants an easy divorce. Now, so there was a case, right?
What's wrong with that? This is what she wants. She wants an easy divorce, right?
Because you're talking like a 20th century Jew. With the Oraisa, a woman can't get, there's no divorce on demand.
Not on demand, right? She's basically saying, listen, this is what I really want. I'm not demanding anything.
So she's not getting it, so she's not believed. When she says she was Mazana, she's saying she's also on her husband. He must divorce her. She's not asking for divorce. She's saying, you're clear to divorce me because we're usher. I'm usher on you. When a woman's Messiah, she's usher. Because you have no right to be mafkir yourself from your husband. They will not believe you. Your husband has certain rights. He was kind to you. You're his wife. You can't just come along and say, you're clear to divorce me. I'm usher on you. I believe it affects someone else. You have no right. You have no belief. You're not believed to be mekapeh on someone else's school.
But if she's telling you I did mavera, and you don't come out to the svara of that we don't believe the person who says that they're a rasha, and she tells you, listen, I did an avera. What do I do with that?
So what the Gemara? There's a complicated run. This is the last blot in the Dara. It's partly because she has no right to be mafkia the husband's chus. And partly that Chazal decided Shemay Neha Nosna Ba'acher, that maybe she's just looking for an easy divorce. She's lying. Yechoshef that she wants out. Because how else is she going to get a divorce? She can't divorce him. She wants a divorce. The Ran in the Doran talks about like the interplay between those two svaras. He says, what do you mean Shemin Hen Nusla Ba'acher for? She's not that Nehmut to be Mafkir Hashibu to the husband. So the Ran talks, it's really complicated. Okay. My point is, so the story is, they went to Rav Moshe Feinstein. She said, you not believe. You not believe. The husband and sister, he believes that. Shabbat is an issue. The husband says he believes that. Rav Moshe is almost like angry. This is not angry. Rav Moshe didn't get angry, ever. Said, very big tell. Everybody wants to know what the Rama's talking about. Since when do you say that? You need to aid him, you need to aid him. You don't say Moshe Rabbeinu comes along. What do you do if Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and says someone's husband died? So you believe him and you let her get married? Moshe Rabbeinu. Show him what
the fun of Moshe.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I have to stop here because first of all I'm getting divorced, but that's just an excuse. I also have to meet someone. I have to go now, so I have to walk to meet him. I have to walk. No, I want to walk. I have to prepare for the meeting. I have to think.